The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Shulis Daf Mem. We're learning about the Inyanim of Moed V'Miktsas. Moed V'Miktsas is M'chuy V'Shvua Midai Raiso. And still the Gemara tells us on Daf Mem that Tanu B'chitim V'Hoyd Le B'Sairin is Potter. If Reuven claims that Shimon owes him 1,000 bags of chitim, and Shimon is moider that he owes Reuven 500 bags of sairin, despite the fact that there is a admission of choiv, the halacha is that that moider b'miktsas is not to be considered a moider b'miktsas to be mechayev and meshvua on the chitim. And therefore, the defendant, Shimon in this case, is potter from a shvuas moedim v'miktsas. Now, there's a machlokes, the Rambam, the Ravid, in Hilchos Torah V'nitin, per Gimel, halacha Yudalet, on the application of this, on one of the applications of this din. The Rambam says, Reuven was tevei Shimon, a mona behalvo. Reuven said that Shimon owed him $100, he borrowed from him $100 last year, borrowed from him a money, he owes it back then. Shimon says, I don't owe you money, I didn't borrow money from you last year. I am Moida, Shimon says, that 6 months ago you entrusted to me a pekodin of Chamishim Zuz. So now, in actuality, Shimon says that he doesn't owe Reuven $100, he owes him 50, but he's not Moida on it as a halvoy, he's Moida on it in a different form, as a pekodin. The Rambam is mechadash hareze moide v'miktsas v'chayiv b'shvua. Rambam is telling us that even though the claim was for a halvo and the admission, partial admission that is, of the moide v'miktsas was as a pekodoin, still the halacha is that that is to be considered moide v'miktsas because ultimately he said he owes him $100 and he says I only owe you $50, classic moide v'miktsas. The Ravid is masking that? No. The Ravid says that since the admission of debt was not as a halvo but as a pekodoy, that's a similar to Tanu b'chitin v'hoid loy b'sa'irin. And therefore the Ravid says there's no shvuas moide v'miktsas. This happens to be quite practically negei halacha l'maisa. Very often, two people will come into Beis Din. They've been business partners, or one is a lawyer and one is a client, and they're fighting about different schumim of money. He says that he owes him this much for damages, and he counterclaims that he owes him this much for service rendered, and he had money invested with him that he said he never gave him the returns that he was supposed to give, and he says that there was a commission of 3% for the work that he did that he was supposed to give him, and so on and so forth. When all the smoke clears and everybody finishes yelling and screaming and carrying on and all the documents are gone through, very often Beis Din will trim down the claim and the counterclaim to such a thing. Where what it'll boil down to is that Reuven is being tevei from Shimon $100,000, as a choiv, money that he gave him that the other person never gave back, money that he gave him to be invested, money that he gave him to hold on to, and the other person will say back to him, the $100,000 I gave back, I don't owe it, it was used for something, I transferred it to your name, etc., whatever the counterclaim was, but I do agree that I owe you $20,000 for damages that I caused you in a different business deal that we did 3 years ago. And whatever, and maybe that was part of the claim, and he was moided to that. Is that Tanu Chitin V'Hoid L'Besayim? The claim is a claim of $100,000 or $1 million in a halvo, in damages, let's say. And the counterclaim was not damages, it was a halvo, vice versa. The claim was halvo, and the admission of $100,000 and not $1 million was in damages, not in halvo. Is that considered Tanu Chitin V'Hoid L'Besayim? We have the Machlokes, the Rambam, and the Ravid. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Pei Ches, if you test passages like the Rambam. The Rambam Shita we understand well enough, since ultimately what it boils down to is that Reuven is claiming that Shimon owes him $1 million and Shimon is moida that he only owes him $100,000. That's classic moida b'miktsas. He'd be mechuyev to make a shvuah. However, And whereas, let's say, Tanu Chitin V'Hoid L'Besayim, where Reuven is tevei from Shimon, the chitin themselves, and Shem is moided by Sa'ir, and there one has nothing to do with the other. The shit in the Rive is a little bit difficult to understand. And the emphasis is that it's a little bit hard to understand the whole Indian of Tanu chitin vahidin lebisa'ir. In explaining the shita the Ravid, I'd like to make the concept behind the din of Moedah the Miktas a little clearer, which I think will be a tayelus in understanding different dinim that relate to this area of halacha of Torah Minit. The Torah, the Gzeres HaKosuv, the way we understand it is that when two people come into Bezdin, there's no shvuah administered when the defendant is koifer hakoil on Reuven's claim. Why is that? When Bezdin hears Reuven, when the Torah hears Reuven say, Shimon, you owe me $100,000. And Shimon says, I don't know who you are. Or he says, you're a liar, even if I do know who you are. Or he says, I borrowed it from you, but I gave it back. The Bezdin does not hear any grounds over here for being mechayev Shimon to back himself up, to back up his counterclaim with the Shvuah. The Torah said, however, that when Shimon, when there was somewhat of a give on his part, Reuven was terev from Shimon $100,000, and Shimon came towards Reuven. Shimon said, yes, there is a claim against me. Any admission of guilt on a claim which is lodged against a person is already grounds for suspecting that there's more here than meets the eye. The Torah only imposes on Shimon the obligation to back up his defense of himself, his denial of chiyuv, with a shvuah, as opposed to just a kvira, only when there's a certain amount of give on his part. Chazal v'megalatos, ta'anu chitin v'haidla b'sa'irim, that whereas if Reuven claimed $100,000 from Shimon, and Shimon said, I owe you $50,000, that's considered to be admission, that's considered to be a give on his part, and then there's a case in front of us, there's no Shimon outright denying Reuven's claim. Shimon agreed that Reuven is saying tzedazak. Shimon agreed that Reuven has a claim against him. Oh, there's a claim against? Okay, Shimon, you can't just say, you're potter on whatever you want to say. You have to back up your counterclaim, your defense of yourself, with a shvuah in order to give it more validity. Say Chazal, Tanu chitin v'haidla b'sa'irin means that there's really two different discussions going on over here. Reuven walks in the bez and claims from Shimon that he promised him that he owes him a horse, or in the case of chitin, he owes him 100 sacks of chitin. If Shimon says, you're a liar, I don't know what you're talking about, I don't owe you chitin, there's a totally different din Torah about Sa'ir. Not a totally different din Torah, but there's something else that I have to do with you, and that is that I owe you 50 bags of Sa'ir. Was there any give on Shimon's part? Was there any admission? Was there any giving away on Shimon's part that Reuven's claim is valid? No. So there the Torah said that Reuven cannot be mechayev Shimon to make a shvuah. Bezdin will not impose an oath on Shimon in that case because there was no give in Shimon's counterclaim against Reuven. The Ravid is mechadish that it's not only by chitin sa'ir. Even where the name of the chiyuv that he's being tevei as a different chiyuv, halvon bikodin, Reuven walks in the Bezdin and says, I lent you $100,000 last year. Shimon says, you're a liar, I never borrowed any money from you. I will admit that there was $20,000 that you gave me to hold an escrow for you, which I have in a bank account, which I'm glad to give you back. In that case, what Shimon is saying to Reuven is, your claim is bluff, it's baloney, it's not true. It happens to be that I owe you something else, but it's totally not related to the claim. It's not an admission, partial admission to what you are saying. That is the basic concept of Moedah v'Miktas, and that is the basic idea of Tanu v'Chitin v'Haidla l'Bisa'irim. And again, the Rambam says that whenever the bottom line is, Reuven says, you owe me $100,000, and Shimon says, yes, I owe you $20,000, $50,000, that's considered a partial admission to Reuven's claim, despite the fact that the two claims are not based on the same thing. Let's develop this theme a drop more. The Gemara says that Amud Beis, Daf Mem Amud Beis, that Marim Eini Potter Midin Tanu Mechit Vaidla B'Sayim. Shimon sees Ki Kol Salah Haro. Reuven is claiming from him 100 pounds of chitin. Shimon knows that he owes Reuven 50 pounds of soyer. He's afraid that there might be Edim or there might be other evidence that he does all that. If he's going to deny any guilt whatsoever, he's going to, he might be caught. So he doesn't feel comfortable denying that he owes him Sairin. So what he does is, as Reuven's claiming the chitin, he says to Shimon, he chaps him eyes, and he says, Shimon, no chitin, no Sairin. And it's obvious to the Bezdin that he's doing that, he's being moited to the Sairin to divert attention from Reuven's taina. For example, Reuven comes into the Bezdin and claims that Shimon owes him a shipment, he was already paid for, he owes him a shipment of 200,000 yards of material. We're talking about an order which is worth $5 million. Quite significant. While Reuven's lodging his complaint against Shimon, Shimon jumps in and Shimon says, oh yeah, the $10,000 that last year I owed you for processing an order that I did for you, yeah, I said I owe that to you, I'll give that to you next week. So it's quite obvious that what Shimon's trying to do is trying to get away from Reuven's claim of $5 million by diverting attention and only being the siakas, only relating to a small paltry sum of $10,000, which he doesn't have a problem agreeing because he doesn't mind paying $10,000 to $5 million that he wants to divert attention from. So there, since he's a marim, it's b'derech ha'aromo, it does not have a din of tonu b'chit v'aydu le'b'sa'irim, and therefore we consider him a v'aydu mixus. The question is, soif kol soif, where is the partial admission of guilt on Reuven's claim? The Achronim say here an interesting concept. They say that since the idea of Moedim Mixus is, like we explained, that there's a certain amount of give on Shimon's part, he agrees partially that Reuven's claim has substance. He doesn't agree to it all the way, but he says yes, Reuven's claim is valid somewhat. Even though, as we explained, Tanu Bichitim Adlo B'Sarim means that Shimon is denying Reuven's claim and he's admitting to something totally different, but if he does the same thing with the Haroma, the Haroma itself shows us that he's being the Siachas to Reuven's claim. Reuven comes in and claims $5 million in terms of yards of material that Shimon owes him. Shimon says, yeah, $10,000. It's obvious that Shimon is being the Siachas to Reuven's claim as something real, otherwise he wouldn't have jumped the gun and volunteered the information that he owes $10,000. So what is Shimon doing? What Shimon's doing is, with his jumping forward, he's validating for us, as the Bezdin, Reuven's claim. He's saying that Reuven's claim has substance. Otherwise he would have looked him in the face, he would have let him finish, he would have looked him in the eye, he would have called him a liar. Why did he jump ahead and volunteer that he owes him $10,000 for something else? Obviously, he's being misyachas to Reuven's claim as a valid claim. If it's a valid claim, there's halacha of moedim b'miktzas. That's the whole idea behind Shavuos moedim b'miktzas. That when Shimon validates Reuven's claim somewhat, he can't just deny the rest of the claim. He has to back it up with a shavuah to give it more toikif, more bite. In the same vein, there's a interesting Rav HaMagid, which is brought down by the Paiskim and Shulchan Aruch. The Rav HaMagid is in a different context. In this Nizkei Momen, if anybody wants to look it up, this Nizkei Momen, Perek Tes, Halacha Yud. We know that besides for Shavuos Moedim B'Miktzas, there's also something called Shavuos Eid Echot. There's a Shavuos Moedim B'Miktzas, which can be created by Edim, which means, the Gemara discusses this at length with Pchir Kamaisa, Bometzir Dav Gimel. The same way we understand, Halacha Moedim B'Miktzas, that if Reuven claims from Shimon $1,000 and Shimon's Moedim at $500, Shimon now has to make a shvu on his denial of the other $500. If Reuven claims $1,000, Shimon denies the $1,000. But there are Edim that come into Bezdin and say that Shimon does owe $500. The fact that part of Reuven's claim was substantiated by the Edim will be Mechayev Shimon to make a Shvuah on the other $500. The Rav HaMagid says an interesting Chiddush. He says if Reuven was Tanu B'Chitin, he claims that Shimon owes him 10,000 yards of fabric, Shimon denies it. But Edim walk in, and Edim say, oh, we hear that Reuven and Shimon are fighting about some type of obligation. We know that Shimon borrowed from Reuven $100,000 last year. Again, it's Tanu B'Chitin V'Ayin Lo B'Sarim, because there's no admission. The Edim are not testifying that Shimon owes Reuven any fabric. But there's $100,000 that Shimon does owe to Reuven. In that case, the Rav HaMagid says, Shimon is considered to be a Moed B'Mikzas. If he's going to want to be Potter on the other $4 million for the material that he's denying, he's going to have to back up his denial with a Shvuah. What's the pshat? The pshat is that when a person himself, when the defendant in the case denies Reuven's claim, but he admits to something totally different, Beis Din does not hear any give on Shimon's part. Beis Din hears Shimon standing firm. Shimon is saying, Reuven, you're a liar. It happens to me that I owe you something else. There is no give in the counterclaim that was used by Shimon to defend himself. However, when Edim walk into Beis Din and Edim say, Shimon is denying owing Reuven anything, what are you talking about? We know that Shimon has a chayv to Reuven. Automatically we hear in that admission that Shimon has some type of chiv that he's not owning up to insofar as Reuven is concerned. In that case, the Rav HaMagid is mechadish that there's enough of a drora, there's enough of a give on Shimon's part to be mechayv and meshur, despite the fact that it really is al pi de'edim tonim b'chit v'ad l'v'sayim. This is another application of the same idea. What's interesting is just to point out is that even according to the Shita, which is brought as the Yeshayimrim in Cheshimish, but Simon Peches, that Halva and Pikod, we discussed the Shita of the Raiva, that's two different things. There's an interesting Machlaikis Rishayim in the Shita of the Raiva himself. What will be if Reuven claims against Shimon a Pekodin, and Shimon is maskim to a Schirus. Meaning to say, Reuven claims that he gave Shimon to hold for him in escrow $500,000. Hold it in a neutral bank account on my behalf. That's a Pekodin. Shimon's a lawyer, and he does this type of thing, and Reuven says, the documentation is missing. Reuven claims to Shimon, the lawyer, I gave you $500,000 to hold an escrow for me for a year. Shimon says, I will agree to you that there was a certain amount of money that I owe you because I leased a car from you, let's say. I don't know what. Reuven has a car dealership. And Shimon, the lawyer, says, yes, I leased a car. I owe you for that leasing of the car $15,000. According to the Shita of the Ravid, would that be considered Tanu B'chitim Ha'ad Nisayim? What's the room for doubt? Because over here we know there's a parasha of Dalat Shemim. If Shimon is a Shemim Socher on being a lawyer and holding an escrow for Reuven $500,000, that's called a Shemim Socher. He's being paid to hold an escrow money for Reuven. He admits that he was a Socher and he owes him the Schirus on something else. Is Schirus and Shemim Socher, because they both belong to the same parasha of Dal Shemim, to be considered one type of claim or not? This is a machloikis between the Rabban and the Mashlois of other Rishayim. It's not really our topic, but just an interesting ha'ara to be pointed out. In actuality, we pass on like the Rabban. The Rabban says that even where the claim, the counterclaim of Havon, because it still is considered, since it's a cash back and forth, there is considered to be a give on the claim of Reuven when Shimon admits that he does owe him in cash a smaller amount, even though it's for a different cause, and that would be considered by the B'mikzah. Just some simple cases to show how relevant this Chiddush of the Rambam is. Two people walked into Beis Din, and this happens all the time. Reuven walks into Beis Din and claims that Shimon owes him $100,000 because there were checks that Shimon gave him for large sums. Reuven deposited them and all the checks bounced. So he claims that he owes him $100,000. Basically, that's claiming a halva. Shimon says, I paid you the $100,000, I gave you other checks which you deposited, they went through. I will admit that the damages that you incurred having to do the checks and they bounced, or let's say there were other Fsadim, he gave the money to somebody else and now he's gonna have to contend with somebody else's claims against him. Whatever the case may be, I admit that I owe you $500 for the tircha, for the bounced checks, etc. But I don't owe you the $10,000 that you're claiming for me on the chayv. Is that considered a way to mixtas? One is a halva, and one is dmehezik, gami dinazikin. That's considered tana b'chit divayd l'vizayin, according to the Rambam. Since both of them are tvius and a counterclaim in cash, that would be considered a way to mixtas, would be mechui v'shmua midaraisa. another case, which is quite plausible, is Reuven and Shimon walking to Beis Din. Reuven says, claims from Shimon, he was the owner of a car dealership. He rented him a car. He says Shimon didn't pay him for the leasing of the car, and he owes him $15,000. Shimon said, "I did pay you for the leasing of the car. I do not owe you the $15,000. I will admit that I do owe you now. I'm giving you back the car. I owe you for a certain amount of damage that I caused to the car." So again, one is Dmei Skirus, one is money that's being paid for Kinyan Skirus, and one is Hezek, that I damaged your thing. Is it Tanu Hita Vailu Visarin? Is it Chai Vishwum Daraisa? Again, that would be Tolu. Now, I just want to point out one thing. The minute today in Bate Dinim is not to administer Shmuz for various reasons. In which case, the discussion would seem to be a moot point. However, it's important to know that we're going to meet up later on in this parak with Aloha Mitekshe and Yochel Shavim Mishale. When a person is considered as owing a Shvu Deraisa and he cannot substantiate it, the Aloha will be that he'll have to pay. A Moedim Mikzas that is Moedon half the Choiv and he doesn't remember whether he paid the, whether he owes the other half, will have to pay. So in a case of Eini Yodea, all these type of cases will be a tremendous Nafmin Aloha, whether the Bezin will be Mechayiv, the defendant, in the case against him. Even though we will not today, Bizman Hazeh, in actuality, administer an oath to Shimon, but whether Shimon will be considered Mechuyiv in a case of any idea will be a practical application, as well as the fact that the minig is by Bate Din. Rav Moshe talks about this in a tshuva, that even though the minig today is not to administer a shvua, but where a person is bona fide mechuyev a shvua, the claim will have to be adjusted by the Beis Din to make allowance for the fact that Beis Din is letting him get off the hook without making a shvua. So defining in a Beis Din whether a person is mechuyev shvua still has plenty of nafkuminis halacha l'maisa, even bizman hazeh.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.